Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Locked On Wolves Wired Podcast. It me, Zachary Bennett, in studio this time, not on the phone. Tim, I'm going to move this monitor so I can see you.
Yeah. I don't think Tom did that when you were gone.
Oh, that's probably a good thing for you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it wouldn't be the same. I'd be looking over there with disappointment every time.
What you did with the surprise phone call? Do it twice a week.
Oh, man. That's a lot of pressure.
For those,
it's going to be a lot of trips to the dunes for you.
Oh, man. Well, I do make trips to the dunes pretty often.
You do.
I don't often leave my phone charger, though. I thought the timing was funny. For those who don't know, Timmy and Tommy did a show in studio and called me out of the blue. I had no idea what was happening. It was pretty fun. Fun time. Like I said, do it twice a week. We started talking about hockey is when my phone got cut off appropriately.
Oh, yeah. Fight puck. Yeah, it was nothing. It was just like, how did he phrase it? The question was, and you can answer it right now if you want to.
Oh, Jesus. I don't watch.
There's a lot of parody in the NHL playoffs. A lot of weird things happen. The one seeds can get knocked off more often in the NHL playoffs than they do in the NBA. Would you prefer that? If that happened in the NBA.
If you're asking if the question is, do you mind the Warriors-Cavs finals for the third straight year? No, I don't.
I'm good with it.
But I think the parody thing can happen. I mean, Golden State knocked off Dallas that one year.
Yeah, but they didn't make the finals. I guess that wasn't the question, though. It just, I feel like it happens more often, according to Tom.
Excuse me.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Well,
I don't say bless you.
Tom's a hockey guy, so
yeah,
whatever. We're happy
poor,
for him.
Poor man.
Let's start with the Lynx, who are 6-0.
Yeah.
Not close circuit. As a moment of reference, I did get approved for my season credentials, so I will have more content.
I'll go to one game.
On the Lynx.
Say I'm going to cover them the rest of the year after that, and then proceed to not cover them the rest of the year.
It's what he does. His name is Tim Fakeless. Follow him on Twitter at TimFakeLis. Some audio, maybe include some player coach audio on this program from Lynx practices and things like that. Just better content for the program overall. So Locked On Wolves, Locked On Wolves Wired will somewhat become Locked On Lynx Wired, Locked On Lynx Wolves Wired.
My microphone's really puffy today.
Over the summer. Maybe it's that little.
Am I high or something?
Are you high? I'm not sure. But the Lynx beat the San Antonio Stars at home Sunday, 80-66. They were up 25 when the starters came out. The stat, of course, that everyone needs to know. Timmy, where were you the last time the Minnesota Lynx lost a basketball game in the month of May?
I would have been living in the Gage dormitories of Minnesota State University, Mankato.
It would have been 7 years ago.
Yeah, 19.
How?
Fresh night. Actually, well, depending on what point of May. I was probably moving out of the dorms. Moving back in with the rents for a summer.
Oh, really? So yeah. It was 2010.
Yeah. I started college 09, finished freshman year, 2010.
I would have been, I think, at about this point in time, Sexy Lexi was just finishing up with her first winter. That's my car, for those who don't know.
You have a car? Sorry, go on.
I do, and the insurance payments.
I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Is that like a Hot Wheels? No,
no,
sorry, continue.
It's not my roommate's car. It's the one that's in the garage that I pay $100 for, and then plus insurance that doesn't work. But yeah, no, I was 20 years old, illegally consuming alcohol all the time.
I can tell you I didn't do that once in Mankato.
So yeah, Lynx.
Other than the times that I did.
Continue their dominance in the month of May over the years. Maya Moore wasn't on the team the last time.
Oh.
The Lynx lost in the month of May.
The last game, for whatever it's worth, Hopkins native Nia Coffey is on the Dallas Wings.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Went scoreless, 0-2, but and a team low. Well, not a team low, but -13 plus minus.
Oh, man. Bust.
Lindsey Whalen held scoreless. 0-6 from the field, 0 points. Did add 10 assists, though. I don't know the last time she was held scoreless in a game. I don't have that stat. People who are more on top of that than me could probably help me out with that.
Certainly not me.
She was a plus three overall and a plus minus. Plynette Pearson added 12 minutes, you know, the recently acquired veteran. Gave him 6 points. But double figures for Maya Moore, Rebecca Brunson, Sylvia Powell, Simone Augustus, and longtime San Antonio Stars veteran Natasha Howard.
Nice. No. I was going to say, she's a youngster.
No, that's Gia Perkins. I got them mixed
up. Natasha Howard's a youngster. She's your girl.
My bad. Yeah, no, Natasha Howard is. They're all my girls, Timmy. Love me some Lady Lynx. What night did we hit the town?
Friday.
Before we get into
Friday.
The finals preview Friday. Or the finals preview?
Friday.
And how'd that go for you? You went home.
I drove home. I don't know. I got tired. I felt like an old person. It might have been partially the venue that we chose. I don't know. I had 3 beverages over the span of several hours.
You drove responsibly.
Towards the end of the night, I was like, eh. You were at some point going down saying, hey, Tim, do you want another drink? I'm going down to get one. Nah, I'm driving.
For reference.
I don't know what number you were on at that point.
Me offering you to buy a drink, you should have taken it based on principle.
I'm saving it. I'm collecting.
No. These are not to be redeemed later. You can't just do that. You can't pocket it for later.
Oh, God. I'm buying the post-pod drink, aren't I?
Post-pod drinks, you say?
I'm down for one.
All right.
Yeah. I feel like the stories are more yours than mine.
I don't recall.
Oh, fair enough. I can tell you one.
I know that we went to Mesa Pizza after Will and I did.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say I had driven home by then.
The nice Latino man in front of me bought my pizza for no... Could not tell you why, but he bought...
He was drunk, I imagine.
I could not tell you. Could not recollect. And then I went and saw Close Circuit to Sam Joyner and all of the kids I used to coach in basketball. We went over there for an after bar.
I've met them before, a couple.
An after bar, which was quite the scene. You know. It's weird when you coach kids as a 20-year-old 7 years ago to tie it in.
Oh, my God.
To tie it in to the pod. 7 years ago, I coached a team of my brother and his friends, and they were in eighth grade, which is the last time the Lynx lost in May. Think about that.
My
brother,
finals,
who is 22. Oh, it is the last time. That should have saved the segue, Tim.
Sorry, I just realized that as I said it. That's why I quieted down. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, it was weird. You know, it's always weird getting together with kids who are now legally able to drink alcohol, consume alcohol that I once coached as an eighth grader.
Your brother wasn't there, was he?
No, he wasn't there.
No.
They were all like, "Where's Drew? Where's Drew?" And I'm like, "I'm the fam representative. You guys are stuck with me." But
were they happy about that, or would they have preferred their teammate?
I'm sure they would have preferred their teammate, but they're totally okay with their coach.
Okay.
So, yeah, as you said, Timmy, nice segue into the finals.
Yeah,
which start tonight.
It was a nice segue, poorly placed segue, but continue.
Well, yeah, whatever. Well, by the time people start listening to this, they will have heard they will have seen game one of the NBA Finals, which starts at 8 o'clock Central and can be seen on ABC. Cavs, Warriors, what's your official prediction? We'll talk a little bit about the series, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Man. I think the Warriors are going to win. I think that because I said this a little bit.
The game
bit.
Is Thursday, not tonight, my bad.
That's all right. That's only 3 days from now.
I'm only way off. Where were you with the correction there? I just pulled up.
I didn't know.
Honestly, I just pulled up my app and it says 8 p.m.
Like, I'm
Central.
Excited for the finals, but I'm so in off-season mode right now that when it's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not seeking it out to figure out when it is. I'm not writing about it, whatever.
So you're going to tell me about Jonathan Isaac? You're in off-season mode? That's what you're saying?
Not yet. I got to get my research in first.
Oh, my goodness.
So when I say I'm in off-season mode, I mean like I feel like a player in off-season mode. I don't feel like doing anything.
Oh, there you go. That's what you mean.
Not a diligent writer doing work. Are you kidding me?
No, why would you?
No, but the Warriors, I'm picking them for a couple reasons. One, I know that everyone brings it 1,000% in the finals. But I have this feeling in my gut that the Warriors, especially the ones that were there last year, are feeling slighted about losing last year. Not that they didn't deserve to lose, but, you know, 73 wins.
They blew a 3-1
through the playoffs,
lead.
And then they blew the 3-1 lead. And on top of all that, you have Kevin Durant. The only other time Kevin Durant was in the finals, he lost to LeBron.
In 4 games, right? It was a sweep?
Four or five. Was it five?
I want to
four?
Say, I want
Either
say
way,
four.
You might be right. Regardless, there's a lot of ammo. Obviously, all of these statistical measures and projections for the finals
4-1
agree with me to kind of a lopsided degree, and I think the Cavs are seeing that. I know Kevin Love has commented on it, saying it's ridiculous that they're considered the favorites, the Warriors, that is.
Kevin Love did say that.
Yeah.
Former Timberwolf Kevin Love said that, huh?
So I could see why the Cavs could develop a formulated chip on their shoulder. LeBron always comes with a chip on his shoulders. He'll find something, but I don't know. I got Warriors is my short answer. What do you got?
Warriors and how many?
Oh, man. Six.
Oh, so they will lose two games and not hold the...
No.
Not.
I don't think they'll... Yeah, I think they'll lose two games.
Well, I'll take Cavs and seven then.
Okay. Are we placing a wager on this for fun, or are we just...
A couple beverages? Beverages?
Yeah. I hate beverage bets with you. Sure, whatever.
Why? Because I always
you
win?
You know exactly why.
I don't understand.
I'll get the next one. Don't worry.
Because there's too many to count?
Yeah. More or less.
All right. Well,
but
that's fair.
We can do it. We can do it for fun.
And then later this week, what do you think? We'll do prospect profiles?
Sure.
I did get a message from someone on the Twitter. Very nice. Nice person. Jake Hartman. Close circuit to Jake Hartman. Thank you for the reference. He's got somebody I'm going to bring on who specializes in draft stuff. So.
Really?
Yeah, a little sneak peek. So links covered and more draft coverage coming. Maybe you'll be on later this week, too. Maybe you'll do a couple shows without me. I don't know.
Man, I don't think I even told you, but So I was at my friend's place playing music.
This is yesterday?
Sometimes. No, the night that we did it.
Oh, okay.
And I just got this idea while I was sitting there, and I texted Tom as I was about to leave. Do you want to go record Locked On? Because, like, I know Locked On is mostly your thing, but I feel like I'm part-time co-host.
No,
or whatever.
You are definitely
so
co-host.
I'm like, fuck, even if Zach doesn't pick up, let's just do a Locked On.
Yes.
Why not?
Twice a week, Timmy, I'm telling
I'm
you. I'll cut you in on some of this bread.
Yeah, that's some flat-ass bread.
yeastless bread.
And then he responded, like, immediately. But then we get here. And it takes him like a half hour to get here. I was driving from Northeast. He was driving from the North Loop. I feel like he should have gotten there before me.
He's probably playing Overwatch, honestly.
Is he a video game guy?
He likes playing Overwatch, to my knowledge. Hmm. Yeah.
It's good to know.
He always tries to get me to play it.
Overwatch.
But I won't
You're
play
not,
it.
You know, you've got your game.
I got my game. I'm not leaving it.
I don't expect you to.
Do you want to cover that game, by the way, at the end of each of these pots?
Halo?
Halo 5? We can cover that.
No. No. Do you do that when I'm not here?
Close circuit to any listeners who want coverage of the Halo Pro League, I can cover that. Just shoot me a DM, @ZacharyBD on Twitter. You want to close this out? What's your question?
I don't have a question. I just don't want to talk about Halo every week. Please, for the love of God, do this while I'm not here.
If there's enough demand, Timmy, we're going to have to cover
it. Do it while I'm not here. I'm not okay.
Oh, man. Well,
I'm okay.
Do we have anything else to talk about, or should we close it out?
I pulled up
something on Jonathan Isaac, who should be the first prospect profile we look at, and we'll definitely.
Well, there's two, I think, in my opinion. There are two.
Who's the second one?
I'm in the beginning, very preliminary stages of writing a thing for A Wolf Among Wolves, comparing Jonathan Isaac
to
Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, nice. Legit.
Because every indication's telling me those are the two that people are considering the most, just as fans. I feel like that's going to change by mid-June because it always changes in mid-June. But right now, those are the two guys. I'm waiting a little bit to see if I have to rope a third guy in there, if the third guy ends up getting...
Subtraction?
Well, maybe not even subtracted. Maybe just added to the mix of potential targets. Who knows?
Maybe if you throw him in, then he will be added to the list of potential targets.
I do have
You got to set the trends, Timmy.
Is a De'Aaron Fox going to fall, for example? You know that Tibbs has been looking at point guards. Malik Monk?
Why?
Does he want a shooting guard? You never know. So I'm not prepared to fully write it yet, but something of that sort will be published within probably 2 weeks.
Nice.
That's my guess.
Plug, plug, plug. Well, I tell you what. Our boy Shabazz Khan over at the
Sacramento Kings
has virtually taken, you know, Malik Monk, Jonathan Isaac. He's virtually taken all the prospects Wolves fans like and put put him in perspective on the Kings website. So maybe he's channeling his inner Wolves fan over there in Sacktown.
Interesting. That is interesting. But, did you see the Deadspin? I think it was Deadspin. No, Complex. They did a rankings of the top 30 NBA Twitter accounts.
No, were the Wolves?
They were like 20th or 21st or something.
Near the bottom, yeah.
But they mentioned that the Kings stole their Twitter star.
Oh, really?
That made me very happy inside. So shouts to Shabazz.
What did they rank the Kings on there?
I don't think I even made it that far. I think I just quit after I saw the Wolves, but I can find out.
You are a loyal Wolves fan, dude. You got to look at the whole list.
Yeah, I got bored. I don't know. Let's see. NBA Complex. I'm looking it up right now. All 30 Twitter accounts ranked for 2017. Here we go.
Who's right. Number one?
Hold on. They start at 30. I'm scrolling down. Wolves were 23.
Yeah, it's about right.
The Kings are...
I got to be top 10.
They're top 15, top 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9.
I knew it.
8.
Top 5?
7.
Top 5?
6.
Shabazz!
5?
Yeah, boy!
4? Wait. 3. They are the third best Twitter account according to Complex.com.
Who's number one? The Sixers?
Oh, probably. Or just Joel Embiid by himself. Here we go. 3. Sacramento Kings. 2. Man. Yeah, Shabazz does tweet fire. Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
Number 1. Drum roll.
Hold on. Let me think. Let me guess. Because I already nailed Sixers Kings. Well, I did nail
I'll give you a hint if this is a hint. This is their second year in a row receiving this honor. I guess.
Do we know?
Every year.
Like, are we Twitter friends with the person running the account? Or?
I don't think so. Not that I'm not. I don't think.
Is it Memphis? It's not.
No,
Memphis.
They were like fifth, though.
Oh, well. Oh, shit. I got to keep guessing. Apparently, I've got to read on this. Sorry to toot my horn here.
Toronto was fourth. Milwaukee was fifth, and Memphis was sixth.
Who's number one?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, that hit me.
The Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh, they are pretty good, huh? It's easy to forget. Dan Carbaugh should run that account.
He should, but he's running for NBC now, so I get it.
Well, we're happy for him. Anyway, let's wrap it up. Timmy Fakeless at TIMFAKLIS. My name is Zachary Bennett. This has been Locked On Wolves Wired. So long.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
With the holidays around the corner, now's your chance to save time and money at Safeway's Stock Up Sale. Plus, earn 4x gas reward points on participating items. Look for tags on items like Honey Nut Cheerios. Select varieties are 4 for $8 with your club card. And select varieties of Betty Crocker Cake Mix, Brownie Mix, or Frosting are 10 for $10 with your club card. Maximum gas reward at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. For complete details, go to Safeway.com.